Okay, we thank the Lord for this another opportunity to go into His Word and learn a few things from them. Let's pray as we begin this. Let's pray again. Our great Redeemer, we are so grateful that you left the splendors of heaven and came down to live like a slave, like a servant for us. We thank you that you saved our lives, some of us from death, and we give you glory for the time you've given us to assemble here as a family to worship you. Lord, use me to share your word to your creatures, and use it to save our lives, to show us the importance of Christ in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, we continue with us in our series in the I Am statements of Jesus. Yes, we are looking at Gambia. I am, ndi. Yeah, so we've looked at a number of them. We've looked at three of them. Today we are looking at the fourth. The first one, Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life, And the second one, he said, I am the light of the world. The third one, we looked at it last Sunday. He said, I am the door. Yeah, and today we are looking at the fourth one, I'm the good shepherd. Let me begin by quoting L. Morris' gospel in his book, Gospel of John, that he wrote in 1971. He says this, yes, to give us a background, of what shepherding is, I think it is still like that in the Middle East. So shepherd imagery was common in many parts. Shepherds was common in many parts of the world, of the ancient world. Ancient world, the old world there, the ancient world. Was the same. Kings and gods were both described as shepherds. When we say hey, bakabaka na bakatonda batonotono, kings and gods, babaitanga shepherds. They used to be described as shepherds. Jesus uses an allegory in John 10 based on the main facts of herding sheep in Palestine. Kati, what Jesus uses in chapter 10 here, John 10, he just uses the image of ufanani wabalalo of Palestine. That's the imagery of how the life of shepherds used to be in Palestine. Sheep, now Kati, it was like this. Sheep were herded into a walled enclosure. Those shepherds, the valalo there, they used to keep their sheep, which in enclosed as a walled enclosure, mostly open to the sky. It was open here. Almost gabola bagunde ya ajate mbizi. It's almost open. I don't know. Okay. So here they say, mostly open to the sky, but providing shelter from bad weather. So that it was providing enough shelter for bad weather and predators. Large pens contained several flocks. And the door into the pen was guarded by a doorkeeper. And the shepherds always hired a guard to be there at the door, Nemundu, to be keeping the entrance to the sheep. The shepherd had the right to enter, and this was recognized. So the shepherd, Omurunze Omulalo, Yekaya Inagundi, he alone had the right to come and enter, even if the guard is there. Okay, the owner of the what you enter. And how did could you know that this is the owner? Nanyini Ngondi Ndigezo. Recognized when it was, this was recognized when the doorkeeper opened to him. So in other words, the doorkeeper is here and the door to the what is open is closed to the pen. And when he sees Nanyini, when he sees the owner, it automatically immediately opens. He opens the door. So anyone standing there would know this one is the shepherd, Nanyini. Yeah, so when the shepherd came in, he would call his sheep. The guard has opened, the shepherd enters, then he calls his sheep. Who knew his voice? Each and every sheep knew the voice of their owner. In this way, mixed flocks could be separated. So now he started the job of separating mixed flocks. No, you don't need to be with these ones. Be here. So he separates them. And when going out, after separating them, then he takes them out to feed them in pastures. When going out to pasture, the shepherd would lead them rather than driving them. There is a difference between the shepherds there and the shepherds here. The shepherds in Uganda, the flock, you can see even Emma here, our neighbor. The flock, the cows, the goats are in front, then is behind with a stick. So it's just chasing them. There they don't do it like that. There it is, the shepherd has to be in front and then the animals behind following him. Yeah, so the sheep would follow because they knew their shepherd's voice. So he could call the name, no, don't go there, and they come back because they know his name, his voice, sorry. So now, where in our text here, I told you that in chapter 8, Jesus Christ was talking about him being light of the world, that whoever goes to him will not walk in darkness again. Then, chapter 9 that divides or separates these two chapters, 8 and 10, we find here the story of this blind man, this person who was born blind. In chapter 9, there was a confrontation between Jesus and the Jewish leaders. Following their excommunication of a man who was born blind. Because he did not want to follow their words, he wanted to follow the words of Jesus, so they chased him. Jesus transitions from the image of light and darkness to that of shepherd and sheep. So now that's why he brought this idea of being a shepherd. Let me read quickly for you the last verses of chapter 9. He says this, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. So now, remember the guy was blind. Because if he was cast out, it means that even his parents might have also agreed with the Pharisees kumugova to chase him, to cast him out. Because if the parents were also confused, the Pharisees were putting pressure on them. Go and tell your child to glorify God. But the child was very serious. He said, no, even if I don't know the one who healed me, but he healed me. I'm seeing. So now this man was chased. They don't give us his age here. So after being cast out, I continue reading, and having found him, he said, so now, after being cast out, Jesus finds him. And Jesus says, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, verse 36, he answered, and who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? I'm ready to believe in him. The problem is that I don't know him. You might also be here like that blind man. Your heart wants to believe in life, but you don't know who that life is. Who is he? And then Jesus, verse 37, Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you, the one who's speaking to you now. is the Son of Man. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Bambi. This is grace. Then, verse 39. Jesus said, for judgment, okay, let me leave 39 up to the end. Now, after, so in other words, Jesus Christ welcomes him. After being cast out, after being chased by others, parents and the church members or the Pharisees, then Jesus Christ is ready to welcome you. And, okay, let me just finish and then I can go to 10. Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, are we also blind? Jesus said to them, if you are blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. So now, when he was talking to this blind guy who now sees, some Pharisees were near him and they followed all of that. And now Jesus Christ, he brings now this other I am. Remember last time I told you that both I am the door and I am the good shepherd. Jesus Christ brought them in the same context, in the same sitting. So now he says, truly, truly, I say to you. Okay, so now I want to jump, because this is what we covered last Sunday up to verse 9. But let me begin from verse 10. Because let me just remind you of what he said in verse 7, 8, and 9. So Jesus again said to them, the whole picture is still about the shepherds and the sheep. Even the idea of the door came in just under that idea of shepherd and sheep. Because the door is the door to the what? To the herd, to the where sheep sleep. So he says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Who is this I? The good shepherd. And then 11 says, I am the good shepherd. Full stop. He's going to explain other things, but he wanted first people to hear that small phrase. I am the good shepherd. And then he explains why he's the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is not hired hand. He is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. He repeats again, I am the good shepherd, full stop. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that, okay. Let me first explain here briefly. Yeah, so Jesus Christ, after showing you, giving you an imagery of shepherding in Palestine, then he says, that good shepherd who comes and the God knows him, he immediately opens for him. I'm like that with human beings. I'm the good shepherd. And the sign that I'm a good shepherd, I came to lay down my life for the sheep. Others are liars. Others are robbers and thieves. Many of the pastors, the under shepherds, are false under shepherds because they are there only to eat the sheep. How are they eating them? By stealing money from them, so that they fatten themselves and their wives and children. They buy vehicles and cars. Those are evil shepherds. But Jesus Christ says, me, I'm a good shepherd, because I did not come for your money. I did not come for your goods. I came to give my life for you. Because while others can run away, I cannot. When in the garden, people came, the Pharisees and the high priest came to arrest him in the garden. Others ran away, Peter, all these other disciples. He had also legs to run. He could have also run and escaped, but he remained there and he was captured. Okay, I'm not saying here that these disciples, Peter and the rest, Andrew, they're also part of the bad shepherd. No, I'm just showing you how others ran, but he had come to give his life for the sheep. So he could not run away. He flees because he is a hired hand. Yes, that's why they flee. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Let me tell you, even if you went to Barara, people like our president Museveni, the Balalo, the shepherds, will take this to you. Those cows know their shepherds, even here in Barara. They know, they hear the voices. You hear, I was seeing it in Bushenyi when you were still living there. This guy wants to milk a cow. He calls it by name and he tells it, enter there. It gets ready to be milked. And you wonder, so friends, if that is like that with these animals, what about us? Jesus Christ says, he alone knows his sheep. I don't know. I might be saying, you guys, why don't you want to love Christ? But if you are his, he knows you where he is. Akumani, he knows you. Okay, obviously, he makes his sheep also to know him. He is the one who makes his sheep. If you don't want to know him or you don't know him, so that you follow him. Just imagine, the shepherd is in front. And all the animals are following. He takes right, they follow him. He takes left, he goes straight, they follow him. And to follow to the sheep, we are the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. Ask yourself, how am I following him? Is it liking what he likes together with what he dislikes? Is it liking? Is it following him? Yeah, so then he continues saying, much as I know my sheep also know me because they know my voice. That's why some of us, many people preach in this city. We have many people who preach, who have radio stations. But you hear them open the Bible and they are preaching. They are even mentioning the name of Jesus Christ more than yourself. But still say, I don't feel my inner man really say that this is one of us. Because you hear when Jesus Christ speaks through a person, because Jesus Christ is the one who preaches through preachers. So you can listen. You find someone says, I'm a born-again Christian, but they are following some so-called prophets here in the city that I don't want to name. You find that born-again Christian following the preaching or the sermon, and you wonder. You will hear, because it is Jesus Christ who preaches through us. We are just vessels that he uses. So he says, my sheep hear me. They know my voice. You just listen to this radio program, someone preaching and saying, this is not the voice of my shepherd. He is not the one speaking through this vessel. Then he says, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Only, it's wonderful, friends, to hear a human being with flesh and bones speak words like this. These are two heavy words. This is Torah. Because God is spirit, God is omnipotent on everything. He's the one who created everything. Then a human being is saying, the way the Father knows me, I also know him like that. These are the statements for you who might be here doubting whether Jesus is truly God, to help you understand, know that this is just God himself. To know God, remember I always tell you that the day you know God fully, then you also become like him. But Jesus Christ is speaking without chewing his words, without any fear. The way I know the Father, the way he knows me. 16, he says, and I have other sheep. Wow, I like. This is another one of the verses I love throughout the whole Bible. Remember, I don't know where you and me were in that time. We were not there. But he says, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I have other sheep that are not yet here. You who sits here this morning and you know you are not yet born again, don't be discouraged. You are still in another fold, in the fold of the world. You are not yet here with B, you are not yet here with others. But Jesus Christ says, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold, I must bring them also. But don't be there consoling yourself. So, yeah, so let me continue enjoying the world. I'm still in another fold. How do you know? How do you know at the first place that you are a sheep? You are one of his. He is going only to bring from those other folds his sheep. If you are not one of his sheep, then you remain in those folds until you perish forever. So it's also an issue or a matter of grace for you to be enjoying the world, to be enjoying those other invisible, other folds of animals. But this should encourage you if you are not yet born again. Continue. But you should not just be encouraged and be there. Go on your knees and tell him, good shepherd, I'm in another fold. I'm very far from your fold. Please have mercy on me and bring me into the fold, your fold. So he says, I must. Listen to that verb there. It's not I can. Sit in Sobola. Obanjagala. It is I must. Ninantekwa. I must. It is a must. They will not die from there where they are. Sooner or later, even when on their deathbed, he has to bring them into the fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. When I go to talk to them, they will listen to my voice and respond and come. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. And I wonder, there are people in this world, preachers, some are even good preachers, some are even reformed, who teach, who believe in dispensationalism, yeah, theology. This is the thing of theology. But let me just help you quickly. Dispensationalists believe that Christ has got two folds, two groups. One is the Gentiles, and others, Israel. They don't want Kubagata. They don't want to mix them together. So while we who do not believe in that, we say no. But now, I don't know those brothers. I say many are good preachers and sound churches. The true churches and true pastors. But I wonder if one of those preachers comes to this text, how can they? By the way, maybe I'll try to, out of curiosity, to go on some on audio and try to go to one of them, because I know them. I don't want to mention them here, and try to see whether they've, okay, I know many have pastors for many years, they've ever gone through the book of John, and I want to hear how they expound these here, these words of Christ when he says, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd who does not have two flocks. He does not have two flocks, that one is Israel and another one is Gentiles. No. He came and brought us together, people from all tribes, all colors, all into one flock. He said it himself with his own mouth. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. Okay, I can leave it there. So you see really that Jesus Christ is there, and he opens his hands for us. He wants to help us, just as we sang today again, this the way God led Jonah on this song here, 220. Wonderful concerning this word. We sang these words together, friends. That's what always we tell you. We encourage you that when you are singing, don't only enjoy the melody, follow the message. 220 in Grace Supplement says, what a fellowship What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. The everlasting arms are open like this of the great shepherd. When you lean there, to lean is okwesigama. Okwesigama. Then he says, what a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Everlasting means then he says, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. When you are leaning on those everlasting arms, you are safe and you are secure from all kind of alarms. Oh, COVID. We have many alarms in the world now that are threatening human beings. Those who are not leaning on the everlasting arms, they are feeling a lot of threat, a lot of fear with the many alarms. COVID-19 is one of them. It's killing human beings like grasshoppers. And you say, no, when I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, I'll not fear because I'm very safe. Do you know another alarm that is making people fear in the world today? You hear the New World Order. New World Order, they want to bring everything together. One religion, one state, one... And then they'll start controlling you well, and people tremble. He says, leaning, secure, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting arms. Verse 2 says, oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Pilgrim way is where we are on earth. We are pilgrims here. Tulibaramaziwano. This is not our home, where you guys are enjoying. This is not our home. People leave Kasese, Kitgum to come here in Kampala, Okulamaga, but they will not be here forever. After some time, whether by vehicle or by footing, they will go back to their different homes or walking. So he said, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. You are far from home. You are walking there, but you are leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. And finally, he says, what have I to dread? To dread is to fear. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning. This is the good shepherd who's calling you and me every day. Come. Just as he told us again quickly in Psalm 23 that we read in our first reading today. Just quickly, I'm not going to expound, just I want to check the powerful words that the great shepherd again said using his servant David in Psalm 23. Listen to these words when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, this is one of the sheep, or all the sheep of the good shepherd are the ones who say these words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Remember, these words were spoken many years before Jesus Christ was born. Before he spoke this word that I'm a good shepherd. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not need anything if the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures, behind here, what I feed on. They make me fat spiritually. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. When human beings want to break my soul, the discouragement of your so-called boyfriends or girlfriends, and you hear others even hang themselves, they give themselves poison. He restores your soul. No, come. Not having this good shepherd is a very dangerous thing. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Whatever he does for his sheep, he does it for his namesake. Remember, I always tell you a little thing. Okture Tawano, to bring us in this village of Bugu, he brought us, and that's why you see us tremble when you say, no, how can I be without, not in good terms with my neighbor? No, I'm the light. He brought us in this village so to can be a light for him. Everything that he blesses you with, if it's a car, it's receive this car for my name's sake. Receive this land. Build this house there for my name's sake. Get these children. Why are you not barren? Get these children for my name's sake so that you can be teaching them and training them about me. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, these are the troubles and visible problems. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Why am I not going to fear? I'm not going to fear. For you are with me, the good shepherd. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, there's also rod, Omugo. Because he loves you, you want to go astray, he hits you, and you will not like it, you will not enjoy it when he disciplines you. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. You hear prosperity preachers come to this verse and say, don't you hear? You are the child of the king. You are the child of this good shepherd. And he promised that he would. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. The goodness of you being in planes every time going all over the world. The goodness of you having more than 7 vehicles. No, this is not what he's talking about here. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not you to enjoy the things, the pleasures of the world, but the goodness that you get from God, from the good shepherd himself. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's one of the goodness. It's one of the blessings. Yeah, so friends, Jesus Christ extends those everlasting arms. He stretches them like this. I say, come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, because you don't have rest the way you might think. You say in Uganda we don't have war, it is in Congo, in Somalia where there is war, we here, we are in peace. No, which peace? He says, come to me and I'll give you rest. And again, he tells you in verse 10 that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. The enemy is there to kill you, to destroy your life, to steal your pleasure, to steal your security. But I came so that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah, may the good shepherd have mercy upon us. As we continue living, let him really, let those everlasting arms bring us to himself, those of us who are not yet born again. But again, I always plead with you to be praying. Okay, we meet here every day at 3 p.m. for our family devotion, and we have prayer items that we pray for together. But don't make those prayer, the family devotion, the end of your life or your only time for prayer. Do you have personal time for prayer? If you don't, please begin even today. Be talking to your good shepherd. And when you go on your knees alone, that's when you should be pouring your heart. Not only when you are in the bedroom, you are going there to have a nap, to sleep a bit. Or if sleep does not come, you are on WhatsApp, you are on TikTok, you are on those. Can't you go on your knees? And it's that during that time when you say, have mercy on me. Save my life, bring me, allow me lean on those everlasting arms of yours. May the Lord have mercy on us. May he open himself the door to glory, the door to heaven, the door to pleasure and security. May he open himself unto us and we enter so that we might be safe. Amen. Father, we thank you for these words. Let your spirit use them and expand them in our hearts to understand how insecure we are out before we enter that door of life. How insecure we are if we are not leaning on those everlasting arms of yours. Help us and save those who are perishing from the wrath to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.